Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good night, everyone. This is African Knowledge Beyond the Book Club, and I'm your moderator, Charles, and I have my lovely wife, Jalavette, here. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
And tonight we're on our book. We're featuring Neely Fuller Jr.'s book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism. Tonight, we're in the second area of the main body of the text, which is education. And we will finish this section tonight as the only segment, and we will do every segment in one episode. Do we have any other book club members in the chat room or on the line?
Actually, I really don't know because I am having technical difficulties right now. And so I can't see who may be on the line right now. But as I'm able to get back into the studio, I'll be able to let you know if anyone is available to join us tonight.
Yes, the reason why I ask is because we have some book club members from the African Knowledge Book Club that are located on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ African Knowledge Beyond the Book. And if you're not a member, you can go over there and click like on the page, and you can join the group and get all the updates.
Actually, it's AKN. It's facebook.com/AKN.
That's my my personal tag for Charles Williams. How you get to me?
Well, then I don't know.
It's AK Beyond the Book. AKN takes you to my page.
Oh, okay. AK Beyond the Book. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, it's tricky, but thank you. That's I'm sorry that.
Just thank me for correcting you, and you're sorry that I was wrong.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad for that. Sorry for being right.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that I was correct and you weren't. I'm so sorry about that. Just a freaking shame. You know, we're having problems with our internet, folks. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Why should we be in such desperate haste and in such desperate enterprises?
All my people. Do you know what it means to have a revolution? And what it takes to have a solution? Still fighting against oppression. Oh yeah, we're battling our depression.
And poison me. I recognize the beast, spit him off at the gold heat. Puff on the road, leaping and busting these police. For y'all players are faking bacon, we cook the whole beef. I put it down plain. I stimulate that left and right brain, baby. Cell by cell and frame by frame. Name, date, soul and material. We big, ethic, rhyme killers like cereal. I burn like venereal. I spit that imperial wizardry. Climb right through the circuit tree and choke your team for their cream. Now that's as far as we go. Drop this like seagulls and smash a little ego. That vision like Stevie and Coleco. Give me 2,000 live people, one late show with no secrets. No equal in the flesh. I've been through more evil than men do. I'm nasty off the head and with the pen.
Yeah, I'm pissed. Easy to rhyme on tracks like this. More things change, the more they remain the same. These games, obsidians playing on the brink of insane. Must be a hockey rink lost up in their drink. In pursuit of plain Jane, I think, man, they think a revolution be pretty and pink, man. Now, in these new tracks, some of these cats don't know how to act. All them criminal acts ain't got nothing to do with rap. One head cuff behind them backs in black. Quiet riot. Y'all can't hear one head clap. Revolution is born in what you hear and what you see. The mass reintroduction of society to society. Together we got 100 years of sobriety. These tones will be flipping like new phones be surprising me. Turned out, they happy just to be in the house. So I'ma call them out. You know I ain't no church now. Love out. The revolution rocks on. The revolution rocks on.
Do you know what it means to have a revolution?
I'm at the rap, right at 16 and half of that. Then eat some extremes after that. My rap's nickerish, black like licorice. My rap rappers getting rich, so gibberish. The hood's second for deliverance. G, I'm just a hood sick in a deliverance. L, I should get it to the side. I'm thinking me and B.E. should have passed it on. Lies, the menace, he gets more love than tennis. On the road to riches, cause revolution's expensive. Finance whips, finance clips. Spin our chips in the channels, raising rebels with the finance. No champagne, champagne, no ice on my wrist. My bread zipping on feds, sipping on crisp. Out of my mind, Ethiopia, wine on my list. Still ain't signed, the mastermind, the mastermind. Hey!
Do you know what it means to have a revolution? And what it takes to make a solution? Still fighting against oppression. Oh yeah! Battling our depression.
Revolution. Great society. Devin Foxen. Yeah. Over Jimmy.
Back in the dome with the rebels' room.
Welcome back. Thank you for taking a break with me there. We're trying to resolve our technical difficulties, but we are back.
That's right. And sorry for that confusion. On the address to the Facebook community page for the African Knowledge Beyond the Book, we were both wrong. It's facebook.com/AKBeyondTheBook.
That's it?
That's it. Okay, Mr. Fuller here on page 65 of the United Independent Compensatory text, he begins his presentation of education area as how we should use it to combat racism and white supremacy. And so in these following pages, he lets us know that these suggestions are made for us victims, and you know, as to what we should or should not choose to do in this major area. Now, with the way this is formatted, he just has a particular issue, and he just gives his explanation after his statement. So, well, the first one that we will cover, because we're going to leave a lot out. This is one of the larger sections. And we're not going to cover all of them. We implore you to purchase this text and study with a group or by alone, however you want to do it. So we abridged the presentation for the broadcast. Okay, he says, study what you learn about white supremacy and use what you learn in a manner that helps to promote justice and correctness. And the reason is, as he describes, it's nearly all of the knowledge that black people have received while existing among or in contact with white people has been presented to them by white supremacists for the purpose of serving white supremacy. It is correct for all victims of white supremacy to know and understand that all the white supremacists teach, as well as why they teach what they teach. It is correct for all victims of white supremacy to know and understand that the white supremacists know and understand. Knowledge is neutral. It is how knowledge is used and for what purpose it is used that determines its value. Anybody have any comments on that?
No.
Okay. He says here, he said, we should readily admit to ourselves and others that there are no people in the known universe who are smarter than those white people who practice white supremacy. He said, for the reason, there are the known people in the known universe who are smarter, that is, have greater knowledge and understanding collectively than those white persons who practice white supremacy. Therefore, there are no people in the known universe who are as powerful as those persons. In order to establish, maintain, expand, and or refine the practice of white supremacy, it was necessary for those white persons to learn more, know more, and understand more than all of the non-white people combined. It was necessary for those white persons collectively to dominate all non-white people at all times in all areas of activity, including the eight areas that he describes in his book. No matter how smart a non-white person may be as an individual person, so far none of these persons have proven to be smart enough to not be subject to power of the collective white supremacists. Unlike the white supremacists, non-white people have never developed a desire to become all-knowing. Non-white people generally have not shown a desire to learn many things for the basic purpose of dominating others on the basis of color and or other factors associated with color or non-color. They have collectively shown no interest in becoming racist. They have collectively shown no interest in subjugating white people because white people are white. In not wanting to be racist, they have been correct. They have been correct in failing to dedicate all of their efforts toward the elimination of racism. They have been in error. As a result, all of the non-white people of the known universe are now the everyday victims of and the direct or indirect subjects to the only form of functional racism, that is, white supremacy. Is there anybody having any comments on that?
Yes, I wanted to know. Okay, I have a question about his continued use of the assertion that black people or people that are non-white are stupid. And mm-hmm. Is it a stupidity when we're talking about collectively? What makes us, does he establish, I guess, a stupid, because when we're talking about power and the distribution of power, and then we're relating that to our inability to overcome the machinations of these people, no matter how malevolent they may be, because we have yet to devise a workable solution to subduing this malevolent force, then does that make us stupid?
Nope, that doesn't make you stupid. The question that you asked and its preamble. What makes us stupid is not having the desire to come up with a workable solution for the dissolution of white supremacy.
Okay.
So see, everything that you just laid a case for people who were trying and not succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with non-white people, they have not tried.
Okay.
They've tried to, or like we have tried to create some pockets of discord, protest, I would say resistance in some areas of activity. But I don't see, I have not seen a continual effort. I haven't seen an effort that was believable. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
To fight white supremacy. Everything I've seen on Black Panther, civil rights, none of that stuff, in my, from what my observation, my opinion, was a real attempt at fighting white supremacy. I think it was crap. It was we know that Bill Clinton was financed by the Ford Foundation. You know, Brother Meme brought that online the other week.
Right.
And I knew that they had I learned from an article I was reading that about the gay agenda. The matter of fact, they was going to throw their support toward the gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual agenda. They was on and they were being counseled and advised and mentored by various alphabet agencies and their handlers. So we know that was it was just some crap.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is black people have not, or non-white people have not been sufficient. They have not been smart enough to say we want to do that. How should that be done? And then go about it. We've just did some things to respond to some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that resisting and fighting white supremacy. Black folks, just because we call it fighting white supremacy, that don't mean that's what it is.
Right.
But that's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah. So black people, we stupid.
Thank you.
Okay. His next suggestion here is teach people the truth about everything that you know about economics, education, entertainment, labor law, politics, religion, sex, and war. He said, teach them in a manner that they fully understand what you are saying. He said, you could tell that the correct purpose of learning about anything at any time is to use what is learned to help produce justice and correctness, and tell them specific ways that they can best use what they learn. He said, also avoid guesswork. Tell the truth about anything that you do not know. Say to them, I do not know, and I will help you try to find out. In other words, people always, when they don't know something, they just try to start making up stuff and guessing and pretending like they know. They're just, admitting that they are wanting in information in that particular area. He says, we should study the history to learn about the mistakes that were made in the past so as to be better prepared not to make the same type of mistakes in the future. As long as you exist, refer to yourself as a permanent student. Act as if you are a permanent student. Be willing to learn everything about anything that is constructive. And if you can see a thing, try to learn how that thing is put together. Try to learn what it does and how it does what it does. Start by looking at the thing and keep looking at it until you see it. Make a habit of asking questions about anything and everything that you do not know but may be worth knowing. Ask many people the same question and ask many questions of the same people. When studying history, study the history of all people, not just some people. It is a reason for that is that all people should learn about all the mistakes that were made by all the people who existed before them. They should learn about all the things that should not have been done by people in all areas of activity. This includes the areas of, his favorite eight. The mistake that many white people made upon contact with non-white people was to take advantage of their ignorance in order to practice injustice against them and to promote injustice among them. The mistake that most non-white people made upon contact with white people was to submit to and cooperate with people who were very smart but who had no intention of doing justice. The non-white people, for the most part, showed that they were willing to submit to injustice. If by doing so, they would be allowed to survive, they did so because of their ignorance of the importance of justice. That's right. Justice is more important than living. But we know about survival because you define that in the woman's song, community experience. But that's, a misunderstood term.
Right.
I like to add something. I need to give a postscript to what I said on the previous question you asked.
Mm-hmm.
The things about that had, I had to reconsider what I said. A lot of things I'm saying for the latter half of the 20th century was crap. I don't mean everything black people ever had ever done to fight white supremacy was not real. Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm right here.
I mean to say, from the latter half, I mean, from 50 on, was pretty weak and usually constructed and controlled by the white supremacy.
Right.
But I need that because I need to put some boundaries on that, because I don't want anybody to think that'd be all the, you know, acts of apparent, you know, resistance or like that. So let me go ahead and correct that. I don't nobody get the wrong idea.
Mm-hmm.
I presented it kind of sloppy. Okay, let me get back to where we are now. Okay. He says, any people who value survival more than justice do not understand that survival without justice is valueless. Any people who do not know the value of justice are an extremely ignorant people. This mostly pertains to black people. Also, any people who know the value of justice but who deliberately prefer to practice injustice are an extremely non-just people. This mostly pertains to those white people who practice white supremacy.
What did that just say?
He's saying folks who know how precious justice is worth, but they choose not to practice it, and on purpose, you know, they choose to do, you know, evil, wickedness, and all that there. He's saying they're the most unjust, corrupt people on the planet, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that, he said, and those people who do that are the white supremacists.
That's funny, because I recall asking a question when we had an opportunity to speak with him. Was it him or was it Dr. Welsing? It was Dr. Welsing. Never mind, sorry.
All right. Because I know she's a little soft on that.
Yeah, I asked her specifically about black-white supremacists, and she said that there was no such thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think even he probably...
Our colleagues, they do differ in some things, and I had confused it.
Right, because they do work closely together, and her views aren't as strong as they were when she wrote the ISIS papers. So.
Right.
She softened up in her age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Victims of racism do not know and understand enough about anything of constructive value. If they did know and understand enough, they would not be victims of racism. So therefore, victims of racism have an obligation to the promotion of justice and to the meaning of existence to try to learn everything that is or may be of constructive value.
Mm-hmm.
While trying to learn, non-white people should not hesitate to ask white people, including white supremacists, to help them. They should ask for this help even if they know that the white supremacists do not intend to help their victims to do anything of constructive value. They should ask for the simple fact that... I added, he said it for a reason, but I changed it so it'd be funny.
It's so funny. Anyway, go ahead.
That the white supremacists owe them this or a help as an effort to compensate for the injustice that they practice against non-white people, and to help compensate for the benefits that the racists receive as a result of their practice. You got any comment that you add to that?
No.
Okay. Here's the next one is, we need to pay attention to white people.
Mm.
Pay attention to what they do. Listen to what they say. Look at all that they do. When talking to white people, let them talk to you about anything that is constructive. Don't act as if you are a know-it-all. I had to learn that, because they don't like the, you know, smart Negro talk about nothing.
Mm-mm.
But I usually just go ahead and shut them down on encyclopedia or something. So they can go away in ignorance, but doesn't matter. His reason is white people most of the time know many useful things. They most of the time say some things that can be used. No, that's right, for a constructive purpose.
Uh-huh.
I had to learn that because I try to play as ignorant as possible now.
Right.
I was all younger. I used to show off, but you see, if you're talking about anything of constructive value, white people usually know and understand more about what you are talking about than you do. Among the people of the known universe, white people generally are the greatest source of immediate information on the greatest variety of subjects. Does anybody have any questions?
About that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, given that a lot of the information has been passed down and or stolen, displaced, misplaced, misappropriated, however you want to view it. And I don't know. I guess these broad, sweeping statements sometimes are just difficult. But I'm trying to just listen and see where he's going with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get what he's saying. I mean, they have stolen and burned down all these libraries out of the world.
Right.
And they keep these special collections in Europe where they have all these artifacts and they have all these teams of scholars. And, well, while they pervert the information, and of course they don't understand it as well as they like to tell us they do. And we have to know that the information that they possess isn't necessarily perfect.
Right.
But it's information that we don't have.
And I guess he said that they know the information, that is knowledge. They have the knowledge. It doesn't mean that they are wise. What do you do with that knowledge?
Of course, right. He's basically saying that they're fools. They're not unwise. They're foolish with that information.
The knowledge, right. They have used it for, you know, malicious purposes.
Right, and to do that is foolish.
Right.
It is, because they're destroying everything, that, you know, and it's not really good to do that. But they think it is, it's okay because it's bad and they get to, you know, benefit from it. But, you know, their morality is totally backward. And we have to understand, you know, we get everything we know. Black people in order to cover it, see, they stole our knowledge in order to get it back. You got to get it from them.
That's right.
I mean,
interesting. You remember we were reading, I forget where it was, but I know you know because you remember all those details. We were reading somewhere, somebody was arguing that perhaps the information wasn't stolen, it was given to them for them to hold on to it until we went through our fall and subsequent rise again, which we would go back and retrieve the information from them, that they were merely holding it for us.
Yeah, I've heard that, and I know what you're talking about. I know I've heard a couple of times concerning a group of North African people who are credited to have taken a lot of their knowledge, esoteric knowledge, and they gave it to the white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
All mysteries were not given to them. A lot of it was... Most of it was stolen, but this particular group is credited to have given the knowledge that they possess, this black group. They claim to have given it to them in the, like, I think 12th, 13th, 14th century or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still giving it to them up until the founding of the United States. Still helping this black group. First words, the name of that group starts with an M, N, with an S. And
listen, we're in the last minute of the show. If you're listening on the browser in the chat room and you'd like to hear the remaining, did I just say the remaining?
Yeah, I think you said the remaining.
Oh my God! If you want to hear the remaining, the remainder. If you'd like to hear the remainder of the show, you have to call in 323-580-5707. All right, this is, you know, we probably should have canceled or something.
Oh, no, because it's fun. I'm making the words and everything.
Strategizing.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, we need to therapize ourselves because we have problems. We ain't never not going to get this finished.
No, we's going to finish this here.
All right, come on, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, so here we go. Before speaking and or writing about any matter of basic importance, plan everything that you are going to say and how you're going to say it. Always arrange for enough time to do it correctly. Always speak and or write in a manner that is both simple and effective. It is better to say follows. It is better to say nothing than to say something in a manner that produces misunderstanding of what is said. That's right. How the adage goes, it says it's better to be thought a fool than open your mouth and be confirmed, right? That's right. Every word that a person uses should be chosen carefully. It is correct to use every word in such a manner that it has the correct effect toward the accomplishment of a correct objective. Many people are motivated by words more often than by deeds. Every word is, within itself, a neutral word. The value of a word or an act can only be measured by the effect of the word or act. Every word, like every other act, should be especially designed to accomplish a correct objective or effect. The use of a word, like a commission of an act, can only be justified if such usage results in the planned effect toward the accomplishment of a correct objective. A word is a tool, and like any other tool, should always be used to accomplish a just and correct objective. If the spoken or written word, and it is the revelation of truth that counts more than the grammar or the mechanics of the language. All written words, all pictures, and all images are neutral. Okay.
Okay.
A written word is not the same as a spoken word, and the picture or image of a person, place, or thing is not the same as a person, place, or thing itself. Okay. The actions and the reactions of a person, plant, animal, or thing upon being exposed to any written word, or say picture or image of any plant, and so forth, and a lot of and or these and that's. And so the actions or reactions resulting from such exposure, if any, are the result of the current conditioning of the person. Basically, when you expose to something, a symbol, a picture, whatever, that reaction is a result of your condition or your socialization. Basically, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so you behave according to your training, previously received through your environment.
Mm-hmm.
That way, he said it was real combobulated. He needed.
Oh, I was just.
So I had to just go ahead and stop that right there. And I'm not even gonna finish the rest of that because that was and you need to send that back to the.
To the editor.
You know what? And what, huh?
Never mind.
I should have. Yeah. You can send it. I'll hook it up for him.
You talking cash? No. Tonight.
Yes, I am. He says here, increase your willpower by increasing your knowledge and understanding. That's right. That's good. Reason. Where does willpower come from? He asked. Willpower comes through knowledge and understanding of truth, justice, and correctness, and things other than people. Willpower also comes through knowledge and understanding of the opposite, falsehood, non-justice, and incorrectness. The more a person knows and understands about any of the aforementioned, the more willpower he or she will exercise as a result of their knowledge and understanding. That's right. Because that means you know the consequences of what your actions, you know, are if you, you know, behave in any particular way.
Mm-hmm.
So then, by knowing that, you can strengthen yourself, chazak, and that's the Aramaic word for to strength.
Oh, you done just crossed the
Yes, I did. I think I went to another show.
Thank you. This is not...
It's not African-American scriptures. I'm
just not. It's just not.
And so you strengthen yourself, and then you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the importance of that action, the importance of that desire, and you can focus that desire to accomplish that objective. And that is the importance of knowledge and understanding with respect to willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says here in the next entry here, he says, use your education only for the correct purpose. Use all that you learn in such a manner as to best promote justice and correctness. Reason is, the correct purpose for learning anything is to help a person to find truth, or to use truth in a manner that will best promote justice and correctness at all times. Education should not be used to treat people unjustly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If one person is smarter than another, that does not mean that the smarter person is a better person than the not so smart person.
That's right.
If one person has a greater knowledge and greater understanding of a particular subject, that does not mean that he or she has the right to use that knowledge and understanding to mistreat, that is, abuse a person who has less knowledge and understanding of that particular subject. That's the way of America. That's the American way.
Track.
No. The greater a person's knowledge and understanding, the greater is that person's responsibility to speak and act in support of the use of truth to help produce justice and correctness.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know more, your obligation is greater.
That's right.
And if you and I'm gonna say like Dr. Dobbins say, if a person has the ability to learn a subject in order to best serve his community, it's his duty to learn it if he does not know it. See, this is the kind of wisdom our community doesn't possess.
Right.
We don't have any desire to use our knowledge and understanding for the purpose of the establishment of justice.
Right.
We use all our wisdom or not our knowledge and understanding for the purpose of personal gain.
And also to belittle others.
Yeah, like you said, yeah, personal gain and abuse.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely no purpose,
right,
in having it if you cannot wield black-on-black violence with it.
Right.
That's imperative.
That's imperative. Right, because some people, they may say, well, I don't do black-on-black violence. What you do is just take that, they may take that knowledge, which I consider it a violence. I consider it violence to... empower white supremacy with that now, because that's what they're doing when they say, "Oh, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm taking my wealth." They empower white supremacy by doing that,
right?
So it is violence.
Yes, because you're disempowering your community.
That's right. It's a sabotage.
Right.
You sabotage your own community because you have not served the people who share your genetic stock, who brought you forth for deliverance, and you have served the enemy.
Right.
See, that's crime. That's the crime that nobody sees and or wants to prosecute, indict. So the criminality persists.
That's right.
That's why we look out the window or we go down and we see the criminal, because everybody's committing the same crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rampant. It's overrun. But hey, the day is coming when all of these people will be repaid. Okay. He says, persons who have learned much should not poke fun at persons who have not learned so as much. Persons who have great knowledge and understanding should help others to know and understand all that they know and understand.
Mm-hmm.
A person who has learned more than others should not adopt an attitude of prideful arrogance and contemptuous superiority for those others. He or she should instead seek to use all that they have learned to to render constructive service to those who need it. God, dog, I just got through saying that. And
right.
There it is. All right. Could have read on.
That's it.
I mean, it's the last line. That's it. Every person should know and understand that education is what education is, and that it is a process, and that no person is, quote-unquote, educated until he or she knows and understands everything about everything.
Here you go.
All right. And knows and understands everything about one thing.
That's right.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's it. That's a wrap for tonight.
Because you have, oh, go no, ahead. I wasn't saying that's it like that, but yeah, that is it. I mean, we can go and wrap it up. I was saying that's it as in that is the truth. You are never educated.
Right.
You're in, it is always the active. We are, you know, going through the process of educating ourselves and others.
Right. It never stops.
Never stops.
That's right. Well, that's the end of Area 2 of the United Independent Compensator Code System Concept and Textbook Workbook for Thought, Speech, and on Action for Victims of Racism.
You know, Charles,
what?
You just have a lot of fun saying the title of that book.
The title is so fun because it's and I think it's funny. And
and half the time you have it wrong because you're trying to do it by memory. Half the time you say it wrong and you're just saying words.
It's a good book. It's a good text. I like it though.
Yeah.
I'm critical of every book that I read.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah.
Books I can't criticize because they're just so well written. But
we're gonna put the tab. Neil Fuller distributes this book himself, so we'll have to put up the link for how to get it, for where to buy. You have to actually send him the money himself, and he ships it out personally. So we'll put that up in the book club on the community page, the link for that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we need to put that up again. I like this book. I think it's a great, great text. I think it's a must-read. I bust his chops. I like having fun with it because he presents so many opportunities for me to play with him.
So funny. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, peace out. Catch us next week. Next week's topic going to be on entertainment. That's Area 3.
All right, and that's next week at 10 o'clock Wednesday. Also, tomorrow night on Love and Black with Charles and Dolivette, we're going to be talking about the female desire. So that's going to be interesting. I don't have that number. That would just be the most appropriate thing so that you could, join us. But anyway, all right, so
I'll tell you, they could just go on Tribal Family.
Yeah.
Channel on blogtalkradio.com/ I think it's the Tribal Family.
Yeah, the Tribal Family, that's right.
Just go on there, sign in over there, and check out that program.
Tomorrow night at 10.
Tomorrow night at 10, that's it.
All right, peace.
Peace.